President Nikias, Dean Baronsoni, faculty members, religious directors, graduating students, families, friends, and trustees. It's a great honor for me to be speaking to you just now. In the next few minutes, I want to share with you just 7 little steps that you could take to embark on the most heroic story that you can imagine for yourself. Step 1, become the best listener in the world. There's a conversation going on right now in the world, and it's a scary conversation. War, terrorism, eco-destruction, extinction of species, poison in our food chain, climate change. That's part of the conversation. But there's also another story alongside with that. Are we going to allow extinction, the 6th extinction, to take place? Or can we together create a story for a more peaceful, just, sustainable, healthier, and joyful world? Because as Mahatma Gandhi said, if we can't be the change that we want to see in the world, then we'll end up being angry, active, angry peace advocates, peace activists who are angry. And that's a contradiction in itself. So listen to the zeitgeist of the moment. Create a vision for yourself. Get together with people who want to share your vision. Bond with them emotionally. Complement their strengths with your strengths. There's nothing that cannot be accomplished when we share vision together, when we bond emotionally, when we complement each other's strengths. And I know my son is sitting there in the audience, and he's got a series called Religion of Sport. I'll tell you, any sport team that wins has those characteristics: shared vision, emotional bonding, and complementing strengths. We have to do that together. It is your journey now that is going to help us go in that direction. Even more important, be authentic, have integrity, be responsible for your health and the health and joy of others. Recognize that the most valuable things, even though this is a great university and you're going to get a great degree, but the most valuable things in life don't come with degrees, they don't come with credentials. The most valuable things in life come with your ability to create relationship, your ability to nurture love, your ability to have empathy and compassion and equanimity and joy, your desire to evolve in the direction of truth, goodness, harmony, beauty, peace, and joy. Without that, it is a futile experience, not